Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices.
Oh, this piece of mother
or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're wrapping up our The Hunger Games series.
Not our The Hunger Games series. I think it belongs to the world.
Yeah? Is that what happens? You make art and it goes out in the world and then people forget about it.
People do remixes and they stitch it on TikTok or whatever.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God.
Just really energy-filled teens doing like riffs on our, just two middle-aged men talking about a young adult novel from
a decade ago?
Yep.
Oh my God. Leave a like if you could, because we are of course talking about The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah.
Imagine being really excited for this movie.
Go on.
And then it just picks up 30 seconds after the last one.
Okay.
You wait a full year.
Yes.
And then it's just, okay. And then Katniss woke up in a different room.
Okay.
And it was like the next day.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. This shouldn't be two movies.
It's ludicrous. What you seem to be suggesting there is that the next movie should occur in real time based on the amount of time we waited for it. So it should have picked up a year later.
Yeah, when it's all over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They won and whatever.
Yeah, great.
Coin gets shot with an arrow.
Wow.
Philip Seymour Hoffman lives, the character of.
That's right.
Yeah, look, I think this is better than the last one because it's the one where things happen.
Sure.
And, you know, things kick off.
Too many things? Too many weird things. It feels like this was the throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Movie?
Because you can't do another Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But how do you make it feel like you're in an arena?
Well, someone says, hey, welcome to the next Hunger Games. And we all give a wink. You know, like the early one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, there's no way to engineer like a fake Hunger Games, you know, unless the heroes show up and they get locked in a big arena. But it's essentially that, isn't it?
Mm.
Because the bad guys have tricked out an entire city with traps. And not only traps, but like the most elaborate traps they've ever come up with.
Well, initially I'm like, machine guns, fire, boo, who cares?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they get a little weird, they get a little creative. There's a little bit of flair associated with some of these. Flowing tar pit that if you get caught in it, you get whipped by chains or something.
Yeah, were they two separate traps or do you think it's just like...
I think it's part of the goo.
Is it whipping oil?
Yeah, I think so. Mutts in the sewer.
Yeah,
which is just when it's the movie Aliens for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
just in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn. I mean, and they kill a bunch of people. I mean, Finnick dies.
It's true.
Mahershala Ali dies, who plays
Boggs.
Yes. God, do you reckon Marvel will one day let him be Blade?
No. No, never. Because they'd have to finish a script and they don't do that anymore.
That's true. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Imagine you're in a future dystopian society and everybody gets cool names like Katniss and Plutarch and you're Boggs.
Maybe that is cool in the future.
Might be the coolest name.
Yeah, absolutely. He lost his legs, right?
Yes.
Because it's pretty brutal, but it does that thing where, you know, you turn away from it. You know, you don't show too much. Or they might have a trap like...
He was embarrassed, certainly.
Yeah, it would have been pretty embarrassing. And it's got traps like the light disintegrating beams and whatever. I thought that was a fun thing where you get cubed or whatever by the light. It just like shatters you. Love all of that. Yeah, because a big part of this movie is they gotta get into town. Uh-huh. They gotta get to the CBD.
Yes, that's right.
The central business district, because they have to crack the nut, as it's called. And the initial plan is something, but then Jennifer Lawrence takes it over and goes, no, I just want to shoot Donald Sutherland with an arrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna wing this actually. We got a plan, we're gonna wing it.
I've got a hologram map thing that tells us where all the traps are, but not all the traps. Follow me.
Yeah, they've got to bring everybody along. They've got to bring along Peter.
Yep.
Even though, you know,
he's
got the brain problem.
There might be something else going on there, though. I think that's maybe part of a clever scheme.
Oh.
You know, because he's not supposed to be there because he's not right. He throws that guy into the tar trap at one point, which you're not supposed to do if you're on the same team.
That's right. It's not sporting, is it?
Yeah, it's really not. Maybe he just got caught up. Maybe he just thought he was like, oh, it's the Hunger Games. Let's kill each other. He forgot.
Yeah.
I don't think that was part of the PTSD. I think
he just
forgot for a second.
But he's there for propo, as we know.
Yeah.
Which is what you call propaganda in Australia.
It's true.
Yeah. Hey, look at Macca's new propo.
Yeah. It's a slightly crispier chicken burger or whatever. Yeah, it's good, I guess, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I literally had one before I came here.
And?
It's pretty good.
Better than a regular McChicken burger?
I don't know. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Because then you have to go and try the other one,
right? That's right.
Compare the crispiness.
Where are we going after this?
That's right.
And next week we can be sponsored by the McSoggy, which is the soggier version.
So here's a bit of background, Mason, mm-hmm. on District 13, which they sort of touch on in the movies. So during the original rebellion, which was 75 years earlier, that might be when the Younger Games are set. Who knows? So that was apparently a secret military industrial complex. And as a result of a stalemate between District 13 and the Capitol, mm-hmm. it's TOL, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Because it's the future.
Yeah, that's right. It's the future and people forgot how to spell certain
that's
things.
That's right.
Yeah. Because they both had access to nuclear weapons, they were like, this is a mutually assured destruction situation.
Okay.
So why don't we just say, do a big ceasefire and we'll tell everybody that we killed you.
Yeah.
And then they went, okay, we'll just be quiet for 75 years.
Yeah.
And, and we'll just go from there. Yeah.
Just a bit of shush for 75 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. So that's fun, isn't it?
Looks fun.
How do you feel about the Philip Seymour Hoffman in this? Or the lack of at points. They got some of it, clearly.
I wouldn't say I noticed his absence in the sense that...
He's in it.
And all the scenes that I remember from watching it at the cinema, he was still in it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, again, I haven't read the original novels.
Mm.
So apparently they took some of that character's dialogue and gave it to other characters.
There's a bit at the end where Haymitch reads a letter from him.
Oh, yes.
And that's obviously a scene that he would have been in. There's stuff also where after you see Julianne Moore get shot with an arrow, bad placement of your person, by the way.
I wouldn't have stood there at all.
What are you doing?
I would have stood probably behind Katniss, honestly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because then it would take she'd probably have to do like a backflip or something.
Yeah,
and then
you'd
know, you'd see it coming, obviously.
Absolutely, it would.
You absolute goose, Julianne Moore. What were you thinking?
But, yeah, you see after that he gives a little wry smile.
Sit in the Popemobile or something.
They've probably got a Popemobile
up on the stand with a Pope in a Popemobile.
Exactly.
What were you thinking, Julianne Moore, you goose?
God, I tell you what, did that feel like good comeuppance to you? Because Julianne Moore, but what they were saying is basically she's just like Snow, you know? Yeah. They're both evildoers.
So shoot her now.
Shoot her now?
In fact, shoot her now, shoot all her advisors, shoot anybody. You know what? Just line up everybody in the city and be like, you considering maybe doing another Hunger Games? You think that might be a good idea? Well, we're going to shoot you too. Actually, I got enough arrows.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll do a few of you at once. Some of these explode.
God. So in this scenario, right, when it all wraps up, and we're jumping around a bit, it's suggested that let's do another The Hunger Games, but with the rich people kids,
that's
you know?
Right.
And we really, so everybody gets a sense of what's going on with The Hunger Games. We all have an idea of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that as a strategy? Is that something you love?
No.
You don't like eye for an eye?
No, James.
Oh. Isn't that the point of the movie, though?
Oh, revenge? We're supposed to learn that. Are we all supposed to learn that? I think it's a good idea.
Katniss does a big revenge. Why can't everybody get a big revenge?
Well, then we're done.
Yeah?
She's got her revenge and she's the main character. Neither of us are the main character,
that's
are
true,
we? So
yeah.
We don't get to do a big revenge. It's like, do you remember, speaking of arrows, do you remember the first couple of seasons of Arrow? And he's killing everybody. He's shooting everybody with arrows. And then he's like, I'm not going to do any more killings. And then some other people show up and be like, I'm going to do some killings. And he's like, no, killing's wrong. You did all those killings. Let everybody else do some.
Also, you still kill.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Come on. No, I completely understand what you're saying. So you're saying if you're the main character and you're in a love triangle,
then
that's fine. You can do it. You can,
yes,
you
of
can
course.
Basically shoot whoever.
I think so.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And then you'd be like, this ends now. And then and there's no more. You get to say this ends now.
Yeah, of course. So one of the complaints we had of the first two Hunger Games movies.
Not about our videos.
Nah.
Okay.
No complaints.
Great.
And if you have any, leave them below, but we will not be addressing them. Is that there's no stakes in terms of the decisions that Katniss has to make or doesn't have to make.
Yes, absolutely.
In the Hunger Game, that she never has to shoot a child.
Yes.
To,
or an old lady.
Or an old lady or whatever.
Or a duck.
Yeah, or a duck. She'd shoot a duck, but she doesn't.
She doesn't
she
shoot a duck.
She shoots a pheasant, maybe. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, Rue takes an arrow or an axe or whatever. The old lady walks into the fog. These are things she doesn't have to address. But how do you feel in this one?
Oh, yes.
Where her actions in taking the fight to President Snow so she can shoot an arrow at him is getting people around her killed. And she's like, wait a minute, I hate making decisions. This sucks.
Yeah. I shouldn't have volunteered as a tribute back then.
No. Well, yeah, what was the point really ultimately, you know? But is that the point? Because her sister dies in this, right?
That's true.
She dies in a big explosion.
What do you mean, right? You know, you've seen it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right.
I'm saying that's right.
Yeah, it is right.
It's the right thing to happen.
It is the correct thing that can happen, yeah.
It's the futility of war, I assume, right?
Yes,
Right?
Right? Yeah.
That's what they were aiming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we know some of these themes are accidental.
Yeah, it's true.
So just
but this one might be deliberate?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right?
Because Julianne Moore does it. She drops all the bombs.
Yeah, well, not
right?
just...
Ju-
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
She does it.
It's the right thing to do.
Because it's propo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's both propo and the proper thing to do, which is propo.
Yeah. But I guess that, you know, that points to, like, as I said, the futility of war and whatnot. But it really puts a wrinkle in the old the love triangle. Because it turns out that Chris Hemsworth's brother, he's got that dog in him. And by that I mean he loves doing war crimes.
That's exactly right.
So it was his
which
idea.
Which feels kind of like a last act reveal, like kind of thing of like.
I think it's kind of hinted at, like leading up, especially in the last one.
He does have that t-shirt that says, ask me about all my war crimes. So
that I am yet to do, but will do.
Mm.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, the problem there is that again, it precludes Katniss from making any difficult decisions this time about her love life. Because the whole thing, it's been like, is it going to be Gale or is it going to be Peter?
Who are you going to be kissing?
Maybe the one who doesn't do war crimes, that just tried to choke you to death. But that wasn't his fault, right?
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 Yeah, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who do you pick? Mr. War Crimes, who you directly got your sister killed, or the guy who got his brain melted and choked you? A bit.
I reckon a different guy.
Yeah, you reckon there'd be a third guy?
There's probably some real hunks in the Capitol with cool haircuts and like big like jackets with a big collar on them, maybe.
Yeah.
Some gold, you know?
But soft hands, you know?
Soft hands.
But is that good though? Is that what you want?
Yeah, it is.
You
want right?
to go for something right? Yeah, you want to go for something different, right?
Yeah.
So you're right. She doesn't have to make a decision because one of them is genocidal maniac.
Mm.
Yeah, despite being Chris Hemsworth's brother.
That's true.
Which he's got all the advantages in the world of being Chris Hemsworth's brother.
That's right.
And look how he uses it.
Chris Hemsworth's brother, great actor, great hair. He's in those OPSM glasses ads in Australia.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Getting free glasses, probably.
He's probably getting
what
free.
What a dog.
I don't reckon he'd use them, though.
I don't think he needs them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's that situation.
I think it is, yeah. I think
impressive.
He just puts them on to look intellectual. I don't think he needs them at all. I bet he's got perfect eyesight.
Mm.
But all the Hemsworths have.
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. So, I mean, we know Julianne Moore gets some comeuppance.
Mm.
Do you feel...
And some comedownance.
And that's true.
Because she falls off the thing.
Falls off the thing. Do you feel that President Snow, him being torn apart by a mob, that's enough, right?
Yeah, right? Right? I think that's enough, him being torn to shreds, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't see enough of it.
No. Yeah. Well, you can't, can you? Mm. Yeah, really. Yeah. And before we do trivia, I just have a couple of cat thoughts.
They could have turned to black and white like in Kill Bill.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you get away with more.
That's
you
true.
You can get away with more of a Donald Sutherland being torn to pieces if it's in black and white. Because that could be anything coming out of him. Guts, paper mache.
A tar trap.
Paint.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. All these different things. Before we do the hung trivia... I have a couple of cat thoughts. There's just a cat lady in this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She's probably shows up in the background of a previous
Well, isn't
one.
She isn't she like, she's one of the designers, right?
Yeah.
She's friends with, you know, the guy.
Are you going to go my way?
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. I was going to say guy whose dick flew out of his pants that time.
like right out?
Yeah.
Like it flew away?
Yeah, it flew away, yeah.
Oh my God.
Spread peace all around the world. It's beautiful.
Great. Did it come back?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Okay.
But, I guess she's, you know, they're probably, maybe she must have been in the background in one of the previous ones. But, yeah, it's just like, oh, there's a cat lady. She sort of acts like a cat.
Sort of.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's that. And then the cat that, you know, shows up during these movies, that cat doesn't give a shit at all. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, willpower, or not even, just a complete lack of, is it no peripherals?
No.
Like, there's things, like, shattering all around the cat, and it's getting screamed at, and it's
I
like...
I mean, is the cat even really there?
Oh, yes.
Because I think the cat refused to perform with any of the other actors, so...
Oh, okay, right.
They had to do it in green screen.
Okay, green screen cat. All right, that makes sense. All right, it's time for Mason.
Go on.
For the final time. It's the Hung Trivia, Mocking Trivia, Part 2.
Part Trivia?
Yeah, Part Trivia. This
Love
is the
that.
Trivia section of the show. This bit is directly from IMDb, so I hope you enjoy it.
So it's made up, whatever it is.
No, I mean, you tell me if this is made up.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence and
That's made up.
And director Francis Lawrence are not related.
That's true, actually.
That is true, you're
now
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just from IMDb trivia, so I assume it is true.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence accidentally revealed that her nephews were playing Katniss and Peter's children during Comic-Con 2015. Do you remember that big reveal? It's crazy. Internet went insane.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, everything just shut down. I think it was about a week maybe. Well, the power went out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Do you remember?
Yeah, right.
It was a big deal. Mm. Yeah. And the epilogue scene was shot a year after principal photography shooting ended. Jennifer Lawrence's baby nephew was such a heavy sleeper that he wouldn't wake up to the loud clapping that was supposed to startle him. So they had to resort to a squeaky whistle to get him to wake up.
Okay.
That's fun, isn't it?
That's a fun bit of trivia.
Yeah. God, imagine having a baby like that. You know what I mean? A baby that sleeps through the night. Sleeps through a film shoot. That's what you want. Now, things have taken a turn in the Hunger Games franchise financially. Despite having a budget of $160 million, it only made $653.4, which is good.
Mm.
Before you jump down my throat and say, James, that's actually bad.
Sounds bad.
No, it's good.
Come on, imagine only having $650 million whatever dollars.
That is embarrassing. Yeah, you're right. So it did have the lowest opening of the franchise, earning $102.7 million in its opening weekend. And it's also, of all the Hunger Games movies, it is the lowest earner.
Oh.
Even the first one. Yeah, which made slightly more than this. But still, overall, this is like a $2 billion franchise.
Mm.
It's still a good result. It did just kind of peter out at the end, if you don't mind me saying so. And let's just talk salary. This is a segment called Getting Paid, I think we call it. Might be called a different thing.
It's about me getting paid?
You don't get paid, Mason.
Oh, no. I thought this was the one.
No, you get paid in experience.
Oh, sure, sure. And occasionally I have to do Hunger Games, I guess.
Jennifer Lawrence.
To kill all the other podcasters. I'll do it.
Yeah, I know you would. So Jennifer Lawrence got paid $500,000 for the first one, as we mentioned. $10 million for the second. $15 million for the third.
Nice.
What'd she get for the fourth?
$15 million each?
That's right, it was the same. I was trying to trick you.
You didn't trick me, you can't trick me.
They would have done the deal at the same time and they shot him back to back.
That's right.
You made the right decision there.
Yeah, that's right.
Incredible work.
Yeah. Sorry, this video didn't end the way you thought it would with me being humiliated over a wrong guess about how much Jennifer Lawrence got paid.
I just wanted to give you the experience of being humiliated.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out later.
Yeah, we'll sort it out later. But yeah, I just feel splitting the book into two. And it's not the strongest book in the franchise, read it. It's, I can see why people didn't kind of go along the ride. For the ride. It didn't grow and grow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if also, like, maybe some people just aged out of the franchise.
Yeah, but Harry Potter went for, like, 10 years, that was fine. That only got stronger.
That's true.
Yeah, until the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
And they're bad movies.
They are bad movies.
Which, except for the first one, which I think is fine. But the follow-up ones are bad movies.
Yeah, sure.
In my opinion. Yeah, maybe they did over the 3 years or 4 years that these movies came out.
Maybe, man.
But yeah.
I don't know nothing about young adult novels.
Nope. And we're not here to learn. We're here for clout.
Are we?
Yeah.
When are we going to get some clout then?
I don't know. It shows up eventually. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, if you like these videos, you might be like, wow, I wish I could see them early. Well, guess what? You can. If you head over to bigsandwich.co, where all the videos on this channel go up early, but it's not just that. There's exclusive video game Let's Plays. There's movie commentaries. There's bonus podcasts. Our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that actually comes out there early Sunday as opposed to Monday, where it's on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, etc.
You get clout.
And you get clout.
You get some clout.
We're going to be handing out some clout.
That's right.
Yeah. On the next episode, we're going to be talking about the Hunger Games prequel.
Oh.
And
we got to watch it then.
Yeah, we got to watch it.
All right, fine.
It's all right. This is all fresh, so you're going to remember all the characters.
All right, okay.
Or something.
Do you think there's going to be like a Looper-style montage where Jason Schwartzman slowly transforms into Stanley Tucci over the course of the movie?
Again, as we talked about, I don't think he's the same character, Mason.
That's a shame.
Think they're father and son or brothers or whatever.
Right.
Who's a father-son hosting team? Who we got?
In the world?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there's the...
Probably Dick Van Dyke and his son. I bet they've hosted together.
They probably have.
Dick Van Dyke and Chad Van Dyke.
It's a great example.
I think so.
All right, thanks everyone for watching.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And thank you, Ben and Lawrence, for the edit.
Thank you, Ben and Lawrence.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.